Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friend, and my co-host, and all of you who are tuned in, and all of the new individuals who are on the line, and those who have joined, and the radio hosts, and the gospel artists, and the actors, and the actress, and just everyone who is affiliated with the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Listen, we are going to have a great night tonight because we're going to be under the revelation of God. We have had 2 whole weeks to spend in meditation with God, and just thanking God and getting answers from God and sitting at the feet of God. And God has done some great things in our lives, and He's going to continue to do so. And one of the things that we're going to do, of course, we are going to listen to Mr. Dappy Keys, and that's a meditation song, but we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And after we do that, then we're going to listen to the song, of course, and then we're going to talk about, this is particularly for the 7. And God is going to break it down, and He's also going to have a revelation about just the world in general. So you're in for a treat, especially if you're one of the 7, and we actually have 105 individuals on the line. Thank you so much. Be sure to call somebody and text somebody and tell them that we're here tonight. Amen. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the secrets of His holy word. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, and I want to especially thank my co-hosts who are very faithful and always, always on the line. Praise God. All right. I want you to get into position. I want you to just meditate. This is a time in which we're speaking to God, and it's a time in which we have the opportunity to sit at the feet of God. And when I say sit at the feet of God, I'm not talking about literally. I'm talking about you have the opportunity to cast all of your cares and burdens to the Lord and leave them there and let God deal with whatever you're going through, because one of the things that you will learn is that God knows just what to do. Whatever that means is God is speaking. He knows just what to do. And so we must continue to trust in God. Now, we're going to listen to Mr. Dappy Keys. "I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you, but I want you to be praying. I want you to just be talking to Jesus, meditating to God." You may hear something with my computer that says it's updating, and that's fine. Just ignore it. We're going to be in the spirit of God. Amen. Now, listen, you're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're listening to "I Love You, Lord, Today, There Is None Like You." And we are basically meditating and just taking everything to God. Amen. 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 That was Mr. Debbie Keys. I love you, Lord. Today there is none like you. I'm going to let the music play softly here. All right. We're going to go under the unction of the Holy Spirit, which is a good thing. And so when we look at our seven, we look at our seven individuals. There's an E on here as well. So actually, we're going to talk about the E, but I want us to focus on U-L-A-G-O. On last night, I wrote on my Facebook as the revelation was coming unto me. And the Lord is really speaking to these seven, to the seven. And as I began to formulate the ministry, which means I was preparing for it, there were four different points that the Lord gave me. And he said, before you even get started, there are some things that we all need to know. And the first thing is, I will bless the Lord at all times. And that's not taken lightly, because we have to bless God every single day. Because God says that he has made a promise to each and every one of us that he's going to take care of us regardless. And so he says, every day of our lives, we shall bless the Lord at all times. Then he goes on to say, let not your heart be troubled. He says, don't worry about things. He says, life is about going through things. It's about overcoming things. It's about getting to your destination. It's about getting to the will of God. And then he says, believe in God. He says, anybody who's promised you that he will give you the desires of your heart, anybody that has promised you that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches, and you don't believe in God, and God has called us out, he has chosen us, he says, you must believe in him. He says, not only that, he says, continue to work, continue to move and have your being, continue to walk in the ways of God. He says, don't drop your mantles. He says, don't drop your callings. Don't drop your ministry. He talks about the spirit of perfection. He says, there's not one. And he says, don't let anyone rob you of the gifts that God has given with what they think, what they say, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. What matters is the promise. Or the promises of God. And so if God has called you to sing, sing. If he's called you to minister, minister. If he's called you to do whatever, do it. And so those are the four components that God spoke. It's way before his revelation was going to come. But I want you to, if you're part of that seven, And those who are listening who are not part of the seven, but you are part of this ministry and God is speaking to you as well, I want you to get a sheet of paper because I don't know what God is up to, but he's up to some good things. And so if you are part of the ULAGORN crew, make sure you listen closely. I'm going to give you time to get some paper. And as you're getting your paper, I want you to put a number one. And God revealed that with this, the revelation of God is God literally speaking into our lives. And you will know that this is true because it's applicable to experiences, situations, is very applicable. So when we talk about the number one, God says that he should always be number one. So put God. If God is any other number, he's number two. He's number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number 100. He should be number one. God says, I have called, and I'm speaking to the seven. He says, I have called you specifically. And he said, your anointing is not going anywhere, no matter what. He says, I've called you. And once I've called you, once I've anointed you, he says, nobody can take that away. He says, because that's my gift unto you. So he says, we must make him number one. Then he goes on and say, number two, he says, we talk about trusting God, put the word trust. He says he's not only talking about understanding that there is a God. And when you go to church, when we go to church, we believe in God and we have a Bible. We believe that the Lord said it. He says, trust God in every part of our lives, no matter what it is. God is getting ready to open up some doors. He says sometimes you have to sacrifice some things to get to the glory of God. He says, but we must trust him. Trust God in everything. And we say, but God, in this circumstance, it wasn't right. It wasn't true. God says, the point is, keep trusting God. He says, because when we call it final, God is still working. And we don't know the plans of God, just like we don't even know life and death. We have no idea. We know there is life. We know there is death. God says nobody knows the plans that he has. He says, and nothing is guaranteed. Let me turn this down. He said, nothing is guaranteed. What he means by that, God says that nobody on this earth, no matter how much power we think we have, he says, nothing is guaranteed. You don't know what's going to happen between now and tomorrow. We don't even know what's going to happen the next second. We have no idea. So God says we have to trust God. You have to keep living. You have to live through your circumstances. You have to live through your situations. God says nobody knows. He says it always should be, I will do this God's will. I will do that God's will. Because we can say whatever we want to say, but we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea. So God says put him number one. He says, trust. Then number three, God speaks about, and I'm talking to my seven here, he speaks about your calling. He speaks about your gift or your anointing. There are some in the seven who are in the ministerial field, which means it could be music, it could be preaching. There are some who are gifted at just working with people. There are some who are gifted as entrepreneurs. There are some who are gifted just with their hands. And God says that in this calling, write down the word calling, he says no matter what, you have to continue in your calling. He says there is nobody on earth who's perfect. Nobody. God is not like us. And it says it in the Bible, his thoughts are not our thoughts. God is not like us. He's not going to take away your calling. He says everybody on this earth is a sinner. Everybody on this earth is trying to make it to heaven. Everybody on this earth, if he would line us up just like they did that woman and say, those without fault cast the first stone, nobody would be legally able to do so. Why? Because nobody's perfect. And you shouldn't drop your mantle because you're so concerned about people. You shouldn't drop your mantle. You should continue in your calling. Do not let anyone deter you from the call of God. God says the reason why he went to the cross was not to show how strong he was, not to show how powerful he was. He says, but he went there for our sins. He went there so that we may have life. He gave up his son. He sacrificed something that was so precious. And we have the audacity to give up our calling because of minute things. Nobody. It doesn't matter who you are. You're not perfect. We're not perfect. Continue in your calling. Continue to call on the name of Jesus. Look up towards the hills from which cometh all of our help. All of our help come from God. And so God says, continue in your calling. When the mantles are dropped, meaning that when there are mantles, when you have a ministry, when you have some type of great thing going that the Lord has ordained you to do, God says that once those things, once for whatever reason people stop and they have an anointing on their lives, he says people are automatically put on a spiritual life support. Think about a life support. A spiritual life support. That means those individuals who were called, those souls who were being saved, they're now on life support because they want to go back out into the world because they're hungry. And so when we stop or when we discontinue our particular ministries, your particular gifts, you put individuals on spiritual or physical, as far as when I say physical, we're talking about the mind, life support. Okay? So God says continue in the calling. So we have put God first, trust God, continue in your calling. Then God says, no matter what, take everything to God in prayer. So just put prayer. We talk about that. And I have really been talking to God about a lot of things. And God is going to do it. And you have to understand that just because the devil comes at you doesn't mean that the devil is going to prosper. God says, vengeance are mine. These seven, you were called. So we don't do evil for evil. We allow God, we put it in God's hands, and we let God deal with it. And we don't say, oh, God, I want you to do it. No, God knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it. He knows exactly how to do it. If there's anything wrong, anything that's been done wrong, anything that's been said, any lies, whatever, God's going to deal with that. Don't go digging ditches for people because you're going to fall in too. We have to stay grounded in God. We have to stay grounded. God showed an image, and I'm talking to the seven again. God showed an image last night when I was speaking to you on Facebook. Showed the image was a boat, a regular boat, nothing fancy about the boat. And he showed the seven people in the boat. Showed some water. Says as you're going through life in the boat, he says, God says, keep your head up because that's where your help comes from. He says, don't look down because that's dirty. He's talking about all the things that people do, all the traps that people try to set. He says, because they're going to fall in their own traps, all the lies, all those things. He said, it's dirty down there in the water. You notice that when you look at water on the surface, right? Most of the time, if you look at the Brazos or if you go to the beach or what have you, and you look at the top, it's beautiful, okay? Matter of fact, go to the San Diego beach. Oh, my God, beautiful. Yeah, look at the top of the water. But when you get to the bottom, right, you see all these deadly things, alligators, all these things. So the surface looks very much as beautiful, right? The water is beautiful. God says, don't look down. He says, look up. He says, think up. Think on the good things. And that's what God says. He says, we have a huge job because we have to love in spite of. We have to take everything to God in prayer. We don't take it to God and say, God, I want you to get them. Mm-mm. God has his way of doing it. He has his way of reminding us. He does. And he's going to do it. And so these seven, God talks about a huge anointing on our lives. And the devil hates it. And we're going to get to the four because God said, I have to cover you in the front and the back. But for the seven, he says, there's a huge anointing. Don't let anybody weaken your anointing. That means be slow to anger. Don't let anybody diminish your anger, which means downsize it. God says, think on the good things. And stop worrying about, but what does this person think? What is, it doesn't matter. What matters is what does God think? Because once again, everybody on this earth is trying to save their souls. Nobody on this earth is perfect. Period. So the point is, the ministry, you're called to, we're called to save souls. How are you going to save souls is every time somebody say something, you quit to heaven too. So you have to continue to uphold your mantle. And if anybody tells you they're perfect, the truth is not in them because they're not. And so God says, put it first. He says, trust. Continue in your calling. He says, pray. And most of all, keep moving. Keep moving where? Keep moving with God. Keep moving with God. Those experiences, those mistakes, God says, use that as a testimony. Use that to help somebody else. Use that to build somebody else up. Give somebody else encouragement. God didn't go on the cross just for us to continue to just worry. God went to the cross so that our sins could be washed away. He went to the cross for our lives. And so we should put more into the ministry and the kingdom of God than we're doing. So that's for the seven. That's very simple. It's simplistic. We're getting back to the show, but there are four individuals. I want you to look at these particular letters. If you have two letters that exemplify your name, that means you're covered front and back. And I'm going to tell you about these four because Jesus wept on this on these four. He was weeping. He wasn't weeping as being hopeless, but he was weeping, he says, because God has great things for the four. Great, I mean, great things. And God revealed that because of this, he says that the enemy does not like it. Who is the enemy? The enemy is Satan. And God says Satan cannot touch his four. And he says any tactic, he talks about a snare. He talks about a snare. He says the seven, they all was in a snare, but Jesus got them out of the snare. But God says now Jesus is going to elevate the seven. He says, and for the four, God says he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out huge blessings where the four will not have room enough to receive. God calls the four. He talks about a prophet. He talks about a mother. He talks about two individuals whom calls them his ambassadors. And with these four, God revealed, he said, you survived a hurricane. Because if truth be told, any time that we encounter the devil, it changes our mindset and it changes a little bit our dimensions of thinking. And so we get back on track. But it's only for a little while. You have to stay with me because this is kind of complicated as the Lord is speaking and I have to simplify it. So with these four, Jesus says that he has already ordained these four for victory. He's already ordained these four for empowerment through the body of Christ. These four will receive blessings that are unheard of. How in the world? And the answer will be because of God. God says that these four, because of his grace and mercy that's so sufficient, he says they were able to receive that, whatever that is. He's promised, God says, the seven, that he will be with us always. He promised us that he's going to take care of us no matter what. And he says, with the four, he says, I am always close. Because I have called you to do a great thing. He said, I know your heart. I know your intentions. I know your mind. And he talks about the propelling or the empowerment of his coming. When he talks about his coming, he's speaking about the blessings that overflows. He says there's going to be a new birth within you. He means that there's something new that's coming. And what he's talking about, he says there is a new blessing. And when he's talking about a blessing, he's not talking about anything that has to do with human nature. He's speaking about an unction of the Spirit of God. He says that everything that comes across your path will be authorized by God because he's very strategic in where he is taking you. Ah, right? God says with the four, he says you are not only called, he says, but you have an ear is attuned to God's voice. He calls it a prophetic ear. I want you to look it up. A prophetic ear. And when he says that, God says that in the storm, God says that we always want to speak to the storm. There are songs where people say, I told the storm, and it's a beautiful song, I told the storm. And there's a song that says, peace, be still. And God says, we need to stop speaking to the storms and start speaking to him. Amen. Right. Because God says he creates the storms. So we must begin to continue to listen to the voice of God. He talks about the frustration of the evils of the world and how evil the world can be with their schemes and their plots and their lies and things. And God says, with the seven, he says, bring it to him. Bring it to God. And God knows just what to do. And so God says that overall, he wants us to bless him at all times. And he's speaking to everybody. God calls it the whole church. Praise God. There are 215 people. He calls this the whole church. He says he wants everybody to bless the Lord at all times. The praises shall continuously be in our mouth. in season and out of season. Our hearts shouldn't be troubled. God says, for what? Why should our hearts be troubled? Well, God, because there's no because. Why? God has already promised us care of us, and I guarantee you he will, because God owns and operates this whole world. He says people plan stuff all the time, but they never know what's going to happen. He says, not even my prophets. Then we talk about believing in God. Why should we surrender our faith? Why should we allow the devil to distract our belief in God? God says, believe in God. Keep moving and keep walking. Nobody's perfect. Stop trying to please people and start trying to please God. Please, they trying to get to heaven too. Trust me. Every person that you're trying to please, they're not perfect either. So keep moving and keep walking and keep looking up towards the hills from which cometh all of our help. And he said specifically, he said, put him first. Trust in him. Continue in your calling. Don't let anybody talk you out of your calling. Continue in your calling. And he says, pray all the time. You have to. You have to pray in season. We have to pray in season. And we have to pray out of season. Every single of our lives. Every single day. And it's very important that we pray unto God, because we serve a good God. And if God has called us to minister, if he's called us to do anything for the kingdom of God, we should be found doing it. And as I said before, and I will continue to say, we're going to have to start living for God. If you fall, get back up and keep moving. Because when you stop and you begin to listen to people, you're listening to imperfect people as well. Keep moving. Keep moving. That's very important, to keep moving. There's two more things that the Lord wants to share, and the Lord's going to give it to me in just a second. With these individuals, our famous seven and our four, God says, remember the Sabbath day. And no matter what, on the Sabbath day, God says, our attention should be directed towards him. We get distracted with a lot of things. Sabbath day, we get very distracted. But there is a point in which God says that we must focus at all times. By any means necessary, we must focus on God and keep the Sabbath holy. Amen? Amen. There's something special about these seven. Because God continues to linger as if there's more to say. When I look at these seven and we look at the revelation of God, God begins to go down the line and he talks about the you. And we symbolize you as in the alphabet U, we symbolize it as ourselves, something personal. God says that when you have this within your name, you, yes, I'm speaking to you, you are a very personal person. And because you're personal, you keep a lot of things within, and there's a need to take these things to God. And so you are going to have to be more personal with God because he has called you. God calls you one of his own. He calls you one of his sons. And he said with this particular revelation. You must keep the faith in your circumstance. You can't waver. You can't give up. It gets frustrating when people lie. It gets frustrating when people have schemes. It gets frustrating. But God says you must keep on keeping on. When we talk about El, Lord have mercy, there's with this particular El, there is the independent El, and then there's the El that there's some other names that's covered. But we're going to talk about the El. Jesus says, continue to focus on him. God calls the El prosperous. He calls it very kingdom building, very prosperous, very anointed, very valuable. God correlates it not with as in somebody's name, love. He calls it love. But he calls it prosperous. He's showing grass that's green. He says you're going into some great terrain, and he's going to bless you in your going ins and your coming out. And when you are walking through the, I see a lot of trees and grass. God says that you will be blessed. He called you a blessed person, and you are very strong-willed. He calls you, you think out of the box. You're creative. He says you're one of his called because you're able to utilize your gifts of ministry. You utilize your gifts that he has given and pull people in to the Spirit of God and get people together. He says that you will begin, you will have, God says, he keeps saying a church. And he says you have to continue to walk in the path. He talks about a storm that had erupted, and he talks about how the storm, how you focused on the storm, but you kept your faith. And I'm speaking to the L's. There are more than one, because there's a covering, then there's independent L's, and then there's, but God said that you kept your faith in the storm. You didn't give up, and he commends you for that, not because you kept your faith, but because you kept your faith in God. He continues to show green. He continues to show grass. He says there's newness. He continues to show prosperity. He says no matter what or how much we subtract from your life, God is continuously adding. He says stay in the race. Don't give up and don't give in. God is going to bless you. Then we have the A's. He said you're the first in the alphabet, and he correlates that to Alpha. He says, and the last, you have an A at the end of your name. He says, there is so many things that God needs to show, he says, and we must be willing to accept the revelation, accept the blessing of God. This will be a time and a season in which there will be things in which you have access to. God says that with this A, he has given the key, not only the key to success, but the key to the kingdom of God, meaning that the reins of God will reign among you, meaning that you will have the word of God, and God will set you on platforms. He didn't say elaborate platforms, but he says platforms that will carry the word of God to many people, and he even says nations. But the thing about this with the alphabetize of the A, God says that it represents first. And God says in the beginning, he says at first there was a creation. God has created you. He's created us into a being that is like unto him. He says, and just as he was tempted, he says, we were tempted also. He says, but we measured out with success, because the main thing is survival. And God talks about the revelation of God when it comes to being like unto God. He says your life is parallel just like God's. You have the capacity in order to pray over individuals. You have the capacity to minister unto people. God says that there is no separation within the gifts that he has given. And he says, with this, he says, you have remained strong. He says, you have a stronghold. He says, you have gripped the whole and the garment of Jesus, and therefore you have become whole. He says, anything that you take unto God in prayer, he will fix. He says, anything that you have that you need, he says, bring it unto God. He says, the doors are getting ready to be flung open. You are free. He says, and with that, he says, you have the capacity to reach many individuals, not on your own accord, but because God has authorized you to utilize your gifts for the world. God says, continue in your calling. Do not be distracted. Do not put down your mantle. Do not stop. God says he has something for you, and he calls it a big thing. But you must keep the faith, and you must keep going. God says every time something is subtracted, he says he's adding more. He's putting the double on there. He's adding more. He says, so you have favor with him. Continue in the word of God, and God shall continue to be with you. Then we talk about the G. God says this is a very special individual, not only because of the G, which represents God, he says, but the G has a very phonemic meaning when we look at it in the Bible. We talk about the Hebrew and the Greek alphabet, and God says with the G is likened unto the Son of God. He talks about the men of God. He talks about with the G. He says those are his right hand. He talks about a minister. You're a minister. He talks about a minister. He talks about you preaching the word, and he talks about the time that you are speaking about. You don't have enough time to prepare your ministry. You don't have enough time to spend with your family with God. So we have to, God says you have to balance. He says, but once again, he said he needs to be first, because sometimes, he says, in the hustle and bustle of life, you will put those gifts to work that God has given. Like God will give you different engagements, ministry engagements, speaking engagements. He calls you a mega minister, and you'll go out there and you'll minister and you'll use your gifts. He says, but you're putting those things before what he's authorized you or ordained you to do, which is preach at your church. God talks about your sheep. He says, once you leave your sheep, he says, your sheep go astray. So he says that you must remain with your sheep. And so when we talk about this, he talks about being a great role model. He talks about the older women. He talks about gray hairs, and he talks about wisdom. Yeah, you have wisdom. You have knowledge. He says continue to give those girls, whoever that is, continue to give them the wisdom and knowledge, whether they want to hear it or not. He says continue to tell them about God. Lead them in there. Seems like there's prison ministry. Seems like there's some type of ministry. Continue to do it. Don't drop your mantle. I know the devil has been after you as well, because God has called you to minister unto those who need to be ministered unto. Continue to do it in the Lord. Then we talk about the O. The O, God says that is an understanding. He says when you say O, that means it's knowledge. It's general information. It's a FYI. And when we talk about oh, God says that you have just been delivered. You have just joined the kingdom of God. And because of that, he says that there's a lot of things of the world that's continuing to try to pull at you and try to magnetize you to come back into the world. But God says you must remain where you are. God talks about you must remain in God in order to reach your goals. You was talking about some goals that you had, goals for school, goals and things of that nature, and you was talking about those things. And God says you must continue with your goals. You have to continue with your goals, and the world is going to try to magnetize you and pull you. He likens that into how the devil tries to tempt us. He says that the world begins to pull you and you lose focus, and God has to come back and find you. And God says if he has the 99 sheep and you leave, he has to come find you. And God says that you must remain close unto him so that you can become stronger and you can withstand what the devil is trying to ploy against your life. And you can rebuke the devil and say, Satan, I rebuke you. God talks about rebuking. Speaking of rebuke, he talks about R. R is a very strong person. You're very strong in the word of God. You must continue to be strong. You are able to rebuke the devil. You are very, God calls you very popular. God calls you young. God calls you seasoned. And he says you must be able to rebuke the devil, because the devil does not want you to preach the word. He does not want you to go to the hospital and lay hands on patients and heal them. He does not want you to do that. He wants you to stay wrapped up and tied up and tangled up. But God has called you to a higher height, and you have to be able to go within your calling, whatever your calling is. And God says it's ministry, whatever your call in music, those two callings, you must continue with that. Is very important. And God says you must continue. Yes, rebuke the devil. Tell the devil he has to flee, because you have a mission and God is going to take care of you. You are very anointed. You are appointed by God. You're in the midst of, if you want to stay, if you want to go, you have a lot of decisions to make. And you need to pray to God about every decision that you make. And just because you planned something doesn't mean that that was God's plan. You never know what's going to happen. We could say one thing, and you never know what's going to happen. You don't know. We don't know where life is. We don't know where death is. But one thing for sure, we know that God reigns, and we know where God is. And so God says you must continue to rebuke. He shows you working on a CD. He shows that, and you must continue to do that. And in order for you to get where you need to be, you have to stay grounded in God, and you have to continue to pray unto God. Then he talks about the end, and he talks about with this end, he says, you are thinking about coming to Christ, but you, for some reason, you see a lot of things out in the world, and you don't want to come into the church because you feel like there are a lot of hypocrites in the church, and you're thinking about it, and you're listening to ministries, and there's some great impacts in ministries, and God says you have to save your own soul. You don't go to church to see who's doing what. You go to church to see what God is saying. That's why you go to church. You go to church to praise God and see what God is saying. You're not going to church to see who's a hypocrite. We're not going to church to judge. God says keep focus on the reason why. Why are we coming to church? We're coming to church because we need a word from God. We're coming to church because it's good for brothers and sisters to dwell in the house of the Lord. So the reason why, the end is at the end, is God says you're thinking about leaving. You're thinking about leaving a church. You're thinking about going away, and you don't want to be in church. And God says the church is very important, not only because we dwell, but you get to interact with people, and we make each other our job. We're supposed to encourage one another, and we're supposed to make each other stronger. And God says don't leave. He says don't go. And there God is pulling you back. He says don't go. Don't leave the church. He says it for the world. He says don't leave. He says don't allow people once again to hinder you from remaining where God has called you. So God says remain. And then the four, God says keep praying, keep trusting, and keep believing. We must pray every single day. It doesn't matter who you are. We've got to pray every single day. Very important. I'm going to leave you with something that the Lord is going to reveal. I'm going to look up a song while we prepare to listen to the conclusion of what the Lord would have us to do or say. And I'm going to have a song here so that I will have time to listen to the unction of Jesus. And therefore, we can understand the will of God. I'm going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Kurt Wom. And then after that song, we're going to actually go into no analysis of what the Lord would have us to do. Thank you so much for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellaGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. So we heard from Mr. Kurt Wom, Falling in Love with Jesus. And as that song was playing, I want to read this to you real quick, and then we're going to have our announcements, and I'm going to bid you a good night for real. Continue to keep. I want you, this is personal. Continue to keep your eyes on Jesus. Hold your mantle tight. Keep your post in the kingdom. God loves you and cares for you. He will never think like we do or act as we do. That is why he is called God. He did not go to the cross for nothing. His purpose was to make sure our sins were forgiven. Ask God to continue to be an integral part in your life, and he will. And just because we plan doesn't mean it shall be. Live every second like it is your last. Enjoy life and bring your burdens unto thee. Continue. You will be prosperous. Your Father expects it, and he will reward you. Continue. Uphold the image of God. God realized that we've all fallen short, even in man. But he also realized that we have a purpose and he has a plan. And when the purpose and plan meets, there's nothing but good things that happen. And so you've stopped ministering at your church for a little bit. God wants you to come back, not so that you can prove that you conquered the storm. It's because he ordained you at that church. And at the end of the day, you got to answer to God. You're not going to answer to people. And so if God has told you something, and he told you that your sheep are going astray and you need to be in the pulpit, then that's where you need to be. And so to sum it all up, we all have to live and we all have to die. And in between all that, every single person is trying to make it to heaven. There's nobody right now who would be prepared if God was to take us right now. How do I know that? Because we need to ask God for some things. Clear our minds and our hearts, Lord. Clear the way. So it's time out for worrying about this and worrying about that. Keep moving. Because you don't know how much time you have. That's another thing. God could take us, boom, right now. And here we are worried about something that don't even concern us. Worried about something that God is working on right now. Worried about what somebody did and God said, I have it. And we still worried about it. For what? Let it go. Let God deal with it. Amen? All right. Now, I have a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Listen. Continue to uplift and encourage your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. If you go to AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see some icons where it says Love Radio. Just click on there. You can select to listen from StellarGospelMusic.com or AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook AfritaLove. Email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, I have three artists. I have Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford, I have Miss Bulawami, and I have Miss Joyce Surreal. If you need any musicians, if you're a radio station, you need music, if you're in entertainment and you need music, I have musicians. And so just give me a call or email me, and we can work something out. And we're also booking for any type of ministry things and things of that nature. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, and then pray for yourself. We all need prayer, and we need encouragement. We have to stay as close to God as possible. So be sure to pray for yourself as well. In addition to that, continue to thank God, you know. Continue to thank God for the promise. Thank God for waking you up this morning, waking us up this morning, starting us, well, yesterday, because it's morning now, starting us on our way. Use every second of your life for something productive. Every second for something productive. I have a couple of announcements. Make sure you check out AfritaLoveShow.com and click on all the icons. Make sure you check that out. We're going to go over it tomorrow, God's will. Also, check out StellarGospelMusic.com and click on all the icons. If you want to join the ministry, just click on the icons. And you can go to BlogTalkRadio.com/FreeToLove and click on follow. I want to welcome. We had three joiners, and I want to welcome you guys to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you, so be sure to do that. Or you can go to StellarMusic.com, and you can email me your comments. I have a comment section or your questions. I would love to hear from you. Make sure you text somebody, tell somebody about the AfritaLoveShow.com, because I want as many people as possible to be with us. We have, as I said before, 200 and something individuals on the phone right now. And so if everybody texts somebody and tells somebody, then we can have 400 more. But I want to thank y'all for visiting the site and things of that nature. And we're going to have some more features with the radio. And also just make sure that you understand that on February the 3rd, there is the NFL Gospel Choir for the Super Bowl if you're in Houston, Texas. Also, there is Stellar Music Award Show. Make sure you check that out. And God is getting ready to do some great things. He's getting ready to do some great things. We've been away for about 2 weeks. Been sitting at the feet of God and just praying to God and talking to God. And God's going to do it, you know. As I said before, we have to make sure that we take everything to God, whatever it is. And God's going to fix it. God's going to fix it. And that's something that we have to believe. But one thing that I want y'all to understand is God, once he makes a promise, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, and I will always take care of you. And that was a promise made a long time ago. And God's going to keep that promise. But when we make promises, God says, you don't even know if you're going to be here the next second. You don't even know if you're going to be here the next minute, the next hour. You have no idea. You have no idea what could happen. So you are to say God's will, because we don't know. We have no idea. The only thing we know is God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. That's the only thing we know. Amen. Keep working hard. And we're going to talk about our seven and our four. we're going to talk. But God is doing some great things. Continue to stay in touch with me. Continue to support the radio by listening. I want to thank each and every one of you. And I ask that God continue to bless you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Ivory. Love of the AfroDeluxeShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.